Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you, Lord, because, Lord, we acknowledge that this is the day that you have made. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we choose to rejoice. And Father God, we say thank you for all the benefits, because Father, you said in your word that you loaded us daily with benefits. Father, we receive all that you have for us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are our good shepherd, and we shall not want for anything, because you are the God that supplies all our needs. Therefore, Father, we say yes, and we say thank you. Father, even now on this call, as we stand in faith, lifting your name up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare miracles in the lives of your people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare that your people will walk in victory. Father, we declare, Lord, that no weapon that is formed against your people shall prosper, no matter what it might be. Father, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the work that you have already started on the inside of us. And Father, we lay claim to those things because, Father, we know that you are perfecting those things that concerns us. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the shift in our finance. We confirm and decree the shift in our finance. We confirm and decree the shift in our health. We confirm and decree the shift that is working all around us in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree, Lord, that all things shall be well concerning us. Father, we decree and declare that whatsoever we put our hands to, it shall prosper and it shall be blessed in the name of Jesus. Because, Father, you set the steps of a righteous man are ordered by you. Father, we thank you and we declare that our footsteps have already been ordered by you as we move forward in this day. Father, we say, let thy will be done. Have your way, Father, as we decree your will and your purpose to be done, not just in our lives, but in our churches, in our communities, in this country, and all around the world. In the name of Jesus, Father, we declare that you will move forward in our lives as never before. Father, we declare, Lord, that we will continue to be hungry and thirsting after you, because Father, we know that you shall be the one that shall fulfill us and fill us to overflow. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord, and we say bless your people, and we bless your name, because Father, for what you're doing, Father. Father, we declare healing in the land. We declare victory in every area of our life. We declare that your will, your purpose will be done in and through our lives in the name of Jesus. And Father, we will be so careful to give your name to praise, because we will hold our head up high knowing that our help comes from you. And we will not look to the left nor to the right, but we decree in the name of Jesus that our help comes from you, and therefore we will look unto you in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord, and we will forever give your name the praise and the glory. Prophet Bethany, open up the line so we can start speaking in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord Jesus. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we come before you, God, joining together this morning for another night of prayer. Father, we enter into your courts with thanksgiving, and God, we praise your name. Father, as we come before you with honor and thanksgiving, God, as requested, we pray, God, for those who are in authority, every leader. Father, not just the leaders of this country, God, but leaders of other countries. We ask you to bind the hand of the enemy of rash decision, God. Father, we ask you to bind the hand of the enemy in every place of anger and fear and warfare, God. Father, we call those things that are not as though they were, God. We call for a peace in the land, God. Father, we call forth your anointing of your people, God. Father, we call forth the standard that should be risen up between the body of Christ. Father, you told us in your word, God, that my people which are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face. So, God, in obedience to your word, God, we humble ourselves, God. We seek your face, God, requesting that we turn from our wicked ways, God. So, God, you promised to heal the land. So, Father, we look forth not just for the healing of the people, God, but the healing of our land, the healing of our minds, the healing of our finances, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And God, we bring Prophetess Naomi before you, God. Father, we thank you for her commitment and dedication, God. We thank you, God, for her, God. We ask you, God, to raise her, God, the way you see fit. And Father, it's your desire that she rest her body. We thank you for that too, God. Bless her, God. Father, anoint her, even the male, God, for whom much is given, much is required. We thank you and love you for her, God. Bless the leaders of this great, great, great ministry, God, a ministry of commitment and dedication, a ministry of authority and responsibility, commitment and trust and loyalty, God. I thank you for them, God. Thank you for the Archbishop, God. Thank you for his wife, the children, the grandchildren, God. We thank you for them, God. God, we ask you, God, to work miracles through this prayer line, God. Father, we ask you, God, to bless every institution represented here, God. Every household, God, every church, God, every educational institution represented here. And God, we have to even touch the leaders of our homes, God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we honor you. We worship you, God. We praise you, and we call it done. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost is our prayer. Amen.
And Father, we bless you today, for this is the day that you've made, and we rejoice, and we're glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for the peace that passeth all understanding, that keeps our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. We ask you, O Lord, that you give us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to unveil and turn the searchlight on the hidden things, Lord God, that we may not even be aware of. Purify our hearts, purify our character. Bring us to a place of stability. Bring us into a place of self-awareness, Lord God, that we may walk before you with a pure heart. Lord God, sanctify us with your truth, for your word is truth. Lord, cause us to be strong and of good courage. Cause us to not walk in fear, for you are with us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we shall know that the truth that makes us free shall also be our hiding place, for we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and we say, Lord, you are refuge, you are fortress. In you we trust, Lord God. We stand in you. We hide in you, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our lives, over our minds, over our emotions, over our spirits, Lord God, over our relationships, Lord God, over our jobs, Lord, over everything that concerns us, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, also for leadership, God, first in the natural, even in the spiritual, those that you placed in authority, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that your will be done. We pray, Lord God, for integrity. We pray, Lord God, for right judgment. We pray, Lord God, that the oppressed be let go. God, in the name of Jesus, every device of the enemy that would try to oppress your people, we overturn it even now. We break the bands of wickedness. We overthrow the plan of the enemy, and we bring justice in the land, justice on our job, justice in the courtroom, justice in our schools, Lord, right relationships and right care for your people, even in the hospitals and the convalescent hospitals, Lord God, right judgments even within the family structures, God. We call all things into divine order, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for this day that you have made, a new day. Today is Monday. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to start the day with prayer. And I thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy to me and to each and every person on this line tonight. I thank you, God, for your wisdom. I thank you, God, for covering us with your protection. I thank you, God, for your love, your patience, your mercy, your forgiveness, your kindness, God. Thank you, God, for your provisions. And I ask you, God, to give me a heart to pray for our president, because I didn't vote for him, Lord, but you know, you knew that he was going to be our president, God. And you know what kind of president he was going to be. Lord, touch my heart and teach me how to pray for him. Teach me how to pray, God. I need more teaching, Lord. I need your wisdom. I need your courage. I need the ability to pray for our government and for our president, God. And just the ability to pray, teach me even more, oh God. I thank you for the wisdom of the master prophet and for Prophetess Deborah, and for the company of prophets. I thank you, God, for this family of prophets as you are moving them and moving them to greater heights and deeper depths, God. I thank you for your mercy towards this family. And I thank you, God, for keeping them strong. And I thank you, God, for the elderly. Look upon Mother Berrien and Mother Jordan and all of the elderly and the golden seers, God. Touch them and keep them. Look upon the company of prophets, oh God, and look upon all of these people that are on the phone line listening and placing their ear to hear a word, to hear a word of prayer to cover their own circumstance, God. Thank you, God, for strengthening them. Thank you, God, for your healing, for your salvation, for your mercy, for your comfort. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much, because this is the day that truly you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, O God. I want to give you all honor and praise, O God, and we want to thank you, God, truly for your grace and your mercy, O God. We want to thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, O God. We want to thank you, God, for peace in our community. We want to thank you for peace in our neighborhoods, O God. We want to thank you, God, and for helping those who don't know you, O God, to recognize their sins, repent, and give their hearts and minds to you, O God. O God, we want to thank you for healing us, God, from our heads to our toe, O God. O God, we want to thank you for protection, God. We want to thank you for protection all around us, O God. And God, we want to thank you, God, against your grace and your mercy, God. And we want to thank you, God, for your love and for your kindness, O God. And we want to thank you, God, for covering us with your blood, O God. And, O God, we want to give you our honor and praise, and we want to thank you, God, for understanding, God. We want to thank you, God, for even peace in our homes, O God. We want to thank you for protection for all your people, all the ones in authority, God. We want to thank you, God, for peace, O God, for them, O God. And we want to thank you, God, that this is that anything go, let it go your way, God. And we want to thank you for every office all over the land, all over your land, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, that it will be your way, your way, your way, oh God. Your way and your will be done, oh God. Oh God, for every decision be, even if we don't understand why that decision or why that been made, or but God, you know, and let your will be done, oh God, on earth. Oh, God. And, oh, God, we want to thank you, God, for cleansing our bodies and our mind, God. We want to thank you, God, for all the wonderful blessings that you brought our way and that you have to come in our lives, oh, God, as well. The blessings that we have not even seen yet, but reaching us is there coming towards us, oh, God. And, God, we want to thank you, God, for our children and protecting our families, God, and bringing continuing blessings and favors and protection around us. Oh, God, we want to thank you for boldness, giving us boldness, oh, God. Oh, God, we want to thank you for just keeping us and making us free, oh, God, in you. And, God, I want to thank you, God, for all the leaders, God, that's here and that's in all over Zoe and everywhere, God, that's here praising and glorifying your name and walking in your way, oh, God. We want to thank you for them, oh, God, and we want to thank you for our leader, God, and the leading lady, God, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and our leader, Master Prophet, God. We want to thank you, God, for even the leaders who stand in with them as well, God, in this ministry to globalize the prophetic, God. We want to thank you, God, and we want to thank and praise your holy and wonderful name, oh, God. And God, thank you so much that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for keeping us each and every day. We thank you, Almighty Power One, in your precious mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen, Father God. And we offer a praise and thanksgiving now to you, Lord. We offer up praise and thanksgiving for all that you've done for us, for giving us another week, Father God. Father God, I just want to thank you right now for remembering me, for remembering my household, for remembering my wife, Lord. And I want to thank you for the healing that has taken place in her body even now, Lord. Father God, I just want to thank you also for everything that you've done as far as the assembly of the church, the assembly of the word, the assembly of the saints, and keeping us focused on the path. And Father God, I decree now that we shall walk into a new week of blessings, a new week of miracles, a new week of new focus. And there shall be peace and harmony and divine order in the workplace, peace and harmony and divine order in office and business. And there should be peace and divine order even in the classrooms as our children begin to walk in the classrooms this week, Lord. Give them a focused mind. We decree that there will be divine blessings coming their way, that there will just be light bulbs going off, Lord, and that they will astound even the teachers, Lord. Father God, we also want to thank you for just the safety that you've kept around us, Lord, the safety, the covenant, Lord, for honoring your covenant, Father God, for honoring that, Lord. Just want to thank you. Just want to lift you up for being great. Just want to thank you and lift you up for being our all, Father God. And now we want to also decree strength even to our leaders. Father God, give them the strength, give them the support, give them the resources, all that they need to continue on. Father God, expand even the vision in the houses, Lord. Expand even the vision of every prophet on the call, Lord. Expand the vision of every leader on the call, every minister, every pastor, Father God. And give them individuals, send the divine connection, send even the angel investors, Lord, that's going to support the vision, Lord, and help them carry it out. Father God, we pray even for our communities. Allow us to be a light within the community, Lord. Allow us to be the light. And Father God, we want to lift up even now governmental officials. We want to lift up now even our president, Lord, that you shall have your way in this country, Lord, and your name shall be lifted up. And your way and your purpose shall be carried out, Father God. We thank you, we praise you, Lord, because we trust that all that will be happening and all that will be done shall be for your good, Lord. And you shall have the glory in the midst of it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, we thank Jesus and we give you thanks and we give you praise, Father. Lord, we honor you this morning, Father, and give you the glory and the praise that is really to you, and we worship at your feet. My God, we bow at your feet in humility, Father, and seeking your face and your wisdom, seeking your kingdom and your righteousness, my God. And we thank you for all the other things you already added unto us, because, Father, your word is true. We bless you for who you are, my God, for the blood, my God, that has bought us, your love that sought us, your grace that brought us to the fold. And we thank you, Father, for, Lord, our spiritual leaders, even Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, my God, that you're unctionizing with your anointing, Father, afresh. Father, you're pouring the oil, the wine, the corn, and the new ideas, new visions, my God, and the revelation you're bringing, unfolding the mysteries that new world. We thank you for boldness, my God, to be ambassadors of your word, carrying it out, my God, daily, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, the family Jordans, my God, and the family Barons, even Prophetess and Mother Mary Barion, and Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, Father, that you're strengthened, that you rejuvenate in their spirit, Father, strengthen the ankle bone strength and the feeble knee strength and the hands that hang down, that we lift it up to in praise and honor and glory to your name. We thank you for your healing anointing, Father, because you are still Jehovah Rapha, that minister healing, my God, to in the body of Christ, in all those on the line, Father. We release the healing, even in families, my God, you're restoring in the name of Jesus, because you are the restorer of the bridge. We thank you, Father, for making ways where there seems to be. We thank you, Lord, for being that pillar of cloud of fire by night, and a pair of claws by day, and your angels will continue to be for us, making every crooked part straight and a rough place plain. So we thank you for the victory, because you always cause us to triumph in all things through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and make it manifest your favor. Lord, continue to perfume our life and perfume our future as we give you glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another midnight cry. Father God, we thank you for another opportunity, Father God, to fellowship with one another, Father God. Father God, we thank you because we know that your word says, forsake not the assembly of yourselves, Father God. We thank you because we know that your word declares that where two or three are gathered, Father God, there you are in the midst of it, Father God. We thank you for being in the midst of our lives. We thank you for being in the midst, Father God, even now of our situations, Father God. We thank you for being in the midst, Father God, of each and every day that we walk, Father God, even our siblings, our children, Father God, our parents and our grandparents. We thank you right now, Father God, for our leaders, Archbishop, Master Prophet, Father God, and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God. We thank you for the divine hedge of protection that you have over their lives, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, as you continue to strengthen them as they globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you even now for my grandmothers, Father God, and Mother Mary Berry, and Father God, and Mother Mary Jordan, Father God. We ask that you continue to keep them, Father God, and show your hand mercifully, Father God, even in their life, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing, Father God, even inside of people of God's relationships, Father God, even inside of their households, Father God. We thank you for the divine turnaround even now, Father God, in our finances. We thank you for the divine turnaround, Father God, that you're doing in our marriages. We thank you for the turnaround, Father God, that you're doing in our children's lives, Father God. We thank you for the turnaround, Father, that you're doing even in our siblings, Father God. We thank you for even a turnaround, Father God, that you're doing even in our health, Father God. We thank you for new strength even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for making the crooked path straight, Father God. We thank you for making any bone, making any muscle, anything that may be out of alignment, Father God. We decree and declare it back in alignment with you, Father God. Father God, right now we even want to ask and lift up even my sister, Father God, Prophetess Naomi Jordan, Father God, we see her healed, whole, and complete, Father God. We know that your word begins to declare that you sent your word, Father God, so that we may be healed from any disease, Father God, or dis-ease, Father God. We thank you even now, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, even inside of our president, even inside of our public servants and any of our leaders, Father God, our mayors and our governors and our assemblymen, Father God. Father God, we thank you for touching their minds and touching their hearts, Father God, so that they fight not only for your people, Father God, but they fight for your word, Father God. They fight that your word may be a double-edged sword, Father God, in a time such as this. Father God, we thank you for all your grace. We thank you for all your mercy. We thank you for your love, your kindness, Father God, that you abound to each and every one of us. Father God, we thank you even now for being a balm of Gilead, Father God, being that lily in the valley, Father God, being the lion of Judah. We thank you even now, Father God, because we know that you are El Shaddai, Father God, the many-breasted one. We thank you, Father God, even now, Father God, we know that you're Jehovah Rapha, Father God. You're our healer, Father God, in a time like this. Father God, we thank you for healing, healing in the families, Father God. We thank you for healing, Father God, healing your people of God's heart, Father God, in such a time like this, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for even increase, increase, increase. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time together to come before you in prayer at the top of the morning, Father God. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our children even now. Father, we thank you for your healing and your anointing even in our lives even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for every heart, every person, every family member that's here on the line even now, Father God. And we thank you for all of the prayers that have gone up and are going up even now, Father God. Father, cover us with your blood even now, Father God. Father, allow your anointing to flow through us and in us even now, Father God. Father, thank you for your divine protection, the hedge of protection that follows us as we come and as we go, Father. Father, we thank you for traveling mercies even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for your hand of grace and favor even now, Father God. Father, allow right connections and right partnerships, right relationships to be drawn to us even now, Father God. Father, allow a sweet peace to overtake each and every one of us, Father God, even now. Let the peace of your words even now, Father God, grow in our hearts and in our minds and in our spirits even now, Father God. Father, allow us to have innovative ideas even now, Father God. Father, order our steps in your words even now, Father God. Father, open our ears so that we may be able to hear you clearly, hear your word, Father God. Open our hearts and open up our minds, Father God. And Father God, allow reconciliation to take place even in households and in families, Father God. Father, allow the togetherness to come and the oneness and the unity, Father God. Father, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace even now. I thank you for your divine favor, Father God. Father, I thank you and I love you. I love you, Lord. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you. As your word says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and your praise shall continue to be in our mouth. And we thank you, Father God, as your word says, hallelujah, men are always praying, not faint. And Father God, we refuse to give up. Why? Because God, you said the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and your ears are open unto their cry. You said the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivered them out of all their troubles. You said many of the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. And we thank you, Father God, that even as we are on this midnight cry, a conference, prayer call, Father God, that you will begin to hear every cry, and you will begin to hasten every prayer petition right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough in the lives of your people right now. And everyone that is on the sound of my voice, I plead the blood of Jesus over them right now. Cover with your blood right now. Satan, I cancel your assignment against your people right now. We call it null and void in the name of Jesus. We come against generational curses right now. We come against premature deaths right now in the name of Jesus. We come against, hallelujah, disorder right now in our homes, Lord, in our community, God, even among our government, our Senate, and even Congress, in the, hallelujah, in our White House. Father God, we pray for divine order in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you, even when, hallelujah, Isaiah prophesied, when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standing against him. And I thank your Holy Spirit that you will begin to prevail right now. In the name of Jesus, we decree, we declare, hallelujah, victory and breakthrough, hallelujah, all over the land right now. In the name of Jesus, send forth revival, God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, move right now. Move in our our midst right now. Move in every family right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over their household, over their cars as they go through and forth, over their jobs and businesses, God, over their finances right now and their children right now. We speak and declare, hallelujah, salvation for our lost loved ones right now. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you're a liar. You have no dominion in our home. In the name of Jesus, get out of our home right now. In the name of Jesus, we call forth the spirit of love, peace, joy, meekness, humbleness, kindness, health, and success, prosperity right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for every pastor, every bishop, every evangelist, and every teacher right now. Hallelujah, every prophet all over the land. And Father God, let there be a pouring out of your spirit right now. And God, I thank you right now. You will renew our visions, God. In the name of Jesus, you will give us sustaining power. In the name of Jesus, you will give us grace to be proactive, Lord, and get in action, God, like never before, for your will and for your kingdom, God. Give us a hunger for your will. Give us a thirst after your righteousness, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus. And I thank you right now, my Archbishop, Master Prophet, even now, George, is covered in your blood. And our beloved, hallelujah, leading lady, Pastor Prophet, is Deborah George. She's covered under your blood. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over their children, their grandchildren right now. In the name of Jesus. And I pray especially for prophets, hallelujah, Naomi Cook right now. And I plead the blood of Jesus right now. Hallelujah. And I speak to her body. And from the crown of her head to the sole of feet, renew her, God. In the name of Jesus. Give her my hallelujah. Let her mount up with eagle's wings. And let her begin to soar into her to our high places. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke sickness and disease right now. And we call forth healing right now. Jehovah Rapha, the God our healer, cover her right now. Right now, overshadow her right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak life to her body right now. Right now, and I plead your blood. Cover God, cover right now. In the name of Jesus, heal her, God, in the name of Jesus. And I cancel every assignment over her right now. She's your daughter, God. You are in control, God. Lift her, God. Lift her family right now. Lift her husband now, right now. Lift her children right now. We speak the lift right now. We honorable Shaka. Give her the wealth that she deserves, God. In the name of Jesus, God, she's for your kingdom, God. Lift her, God. I decree it now, in the name of Jesus, and I plead the blood of Jesus over Mother Mary Jordan right now, and God lift in her health right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over Mother, hallelujah, Mary Bear and her entire family now, in the name of Jesus, and I got everyone that is on the side of my voice, Lord, send for victory, and to, hallelujah, and divine miracles in their life, divine turnaround, God. I pray for Shekinah right now, and I pray for my son, Caesar. Order his staff back to your kingdom, God. And I decree a miracle in his life. I decree a turnaround. Let this mind be the thing, Caesar Smart, that was also in Christ Jesus. He can do all things through Christ that strengthen him. And we cancel the assignment of the enemy over his life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I decree and declare victory and breakthrough for your people right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Father, we thank you. Father, we give you glory. We give you praise, Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for every prayer, every utterance that has been spoken during this prophetic midnight prayer cry. Father, we offer it up unto you, Father. And Father, we thank you in advance, Lord, that you've already started answering our prayers. Because, Lord, you are our Father, and you hear us when we pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we move forward in this day, Father, order our footsteps, lead us and guide us. In the name of Jesus, cause this day to be like no other day that we have experienced. Cause it to be a day of prosperity, a day that we are going to move forward and accomplish everything that you have desired for us to move and to flow in. Father, I also pray, Father, for safety and for protection. I thank you, Lord, for the angel of the Lord that does encamp round about us. Father, we thank you right now that as we move forth this day, Lord, Father, we thank you and we decree the victory. We decree the miracles that's going to show sure. We decree, Father, that we shall be wise as serpents, but yet harmless as doves. Father, teach us to be skillful warriors for your kingdom. Teach us to be skillful in our day-to-day activities. In the name of Jesus, bless our children, Father. Touch those that need to be touched, Father. And we be so carefully give thy name the praise, the glory, and the thanks now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And Father, I also pray for those that are on the call, every household, every individual that is represented on this call tonight, Father. Father, touch them in a special way, Lord. Let them know, Lord, that they are about their Father's business. Let them know, Lord, that when they take a stand for you, you stand for them. Father, I thank you in advance for every one of them, every household that's represented. And I thank you for the blessing. I decree the blessing of the Lord. I decree answer prayers have already started happening for them in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Your prophet Bethany, we're going to close. Again, family, thank you so much for coming on the call, blessing us to hear your voice, to hear you praying. And it's not about us, but it's a bigger picture. It's about perfecting and fulfilling the kingdom of God on this earth. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you. I love you, and I so appreciate every
one. We love you too, my pastor.
Thank
Jesus.
You so much. One night, you're going to get all the pastors to come on the call, and you're going to have a pastoral night of just praying in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So
amen.
Thank
amen.
You, people of God. I love you, Prophetess Bethany. I know there's some announcements. You can give the announcement, and I'll see you tomorrow night. Tomorrow. On the prophetic midnight call. Peace and blessings to one and all. Love you all.
God bless you.
Love you too, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you. Amen. And thank you all for being here. Okay, are there any announcements for any prophets have any announcements they need to make?
Yes. Thank you so much, Prophetess Bethany. This is Prophet Joshua. Just inviting each and every one of you to come and join us in about 11 and a half hours. From now on for our Pop Life Radio, it will be Man Cave Monday with myself, Prophet Prentice Vandeville, Prophet Gregory Jackson, and we will have a special guest, Prophet Damar Gilliard. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. See you
Amen.
At noon.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Prophet Joshua, do you want to also put the invite out there for the men? That is
yes. And tell a friend. Tell any of your nephews, your sons, this is to open for all men. June 9th to June 10th, we'll be having our men's conference at 310 Riverside Drive, 103rd Street. Come and join us if you are a man, and it goes for men of all ages. So we want you to bring your sons. We want you to bring your nephews. We want you to bring your cousins. Bring your brothers. Bring anyone who you know that is a man that could use a word from God. Come and join us June 9th and June 10th. We'll have some special guests there, and it will be phenomenal. Thank you so much, Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. So you heard it. Only for the men, not woe men, but just the men. Okay. And are there any other announcements?
Prophetess Bethany, this is Prophetess Barbara Tucker. Is Master Prophet having 9 a.m. service on the line?
The conference call. Yes, I was just about to announce that.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Yes. Would you like to make the announcement, Prophetess?
Yes. Don't forget to join our Archbishop, Master Prophet, on the 9 a.m. call for a phenomenal teaching. His teachings are amazing. If you are around a line, phone call is pertinent that you get on this line and be blessed through this ministry and through the message of the word of the Lord. So 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you.
Thank you, Prophetess. Yes. So right here on this same line that you are on right now, you can join Master Prophet, as you heard, right here on this line at 9 a.m. What better way as well to continue on with your day by getting some fresh manna. Amen. Okay, so that's 9 a.m., and then we have the 12 noon pop. Is someone else giving? Okay. And right here on the line, Pop Life Radio, as you heard Prophet Joshua just announced, for Man Cave Monday, with special guests, so you don't want to miss that either. Amen. Well, I want to thank each and every one of you, as always, for being here and supporting and being here on the line this morning in prayer. And we'll be back here at 11:50, 10 to midnight, on tonight. So join us to continue on in our midnight cry prayer call. Amen. God bless you all. Love you all for life. And until we speak later on today, God bless you all and have a phenomenal day. Peace and blessings.
God bless you.
Bless you. Good night. God bless you all.
Morning. Good night.
Good night.